Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:44, 16 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Big week ahead, man. I'm going to tell you what, Jazz Fest getting started. You got the NFL Draft, Zurich Classic, Pelicans playing a game Saturday afternoon, and weather's going to be okay. Warming, not as nice as it is today. Nice breeze today. Highs of 72, 79 tomorrow, then 80, and more humid on Wednesday, 82 Thursday, 84 Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, 86 both days for a high, but for the most part, dry. Maybe a little chance for showers on Sunday, which is good. Right now, it's 55. And Mark Rosa joins us, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, for Monday Morning Markets with Mark as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. You better get a big old bottle of this cool weather and save it.
Those mason jars, they're all over the house.
I mean, put it in the freezer.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. A good place.
You can
turn them loose when you want.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
That's something, you know, if you want to, scientists want to work on something, that's something you should work on. Tell me about the economy, economic indicators, the week ahead on Wall Street. Jump in where you feel comfortable.
Tommy, that last 2 weeks ago, we had inflation news out. The CPI, PPI came out. They were too hot. Got Wall Street uncomfortable. What's the Fed going to do? All of the suggestions about lowering interest rates, you know, starting with the March, that came and went. Now we're going into May. There's no talk about lowering rates, and that might have kicked into 2025. More Fed officials are coming out saying, you know, we just don't have – inflation is too hot. We just don't have the ability to reduce rates in fear of that might kick inflation even higher. So we're just sitting on our hands. Well, the market has largely sat on its hands. Over the past year, we basically had a 20% increase in the Dow in anticipation of the Fed coming in and lowering rates. So all that was built in anticipation of it, hitting highs just a few months ago to 40,000. So inflation news 2 weeks ago, well, that threw a little damper on there. So we're at about 38,000. A year ago, it was 34,000. So it from the standpoint of all of the enthusiasm that's built in from the 34,000 to the 40, could that come out because we have inflation fears? We have the Fed not cooperating. They're doing their job, and they're keeping the rates where they need to fight the inflation. So when we're looking at, you and I talked about 401ks
there's a question. Wait, not cooperating but doing their job. I'm confused.
Well, then that what the market expectations were, that, you know, everybody's begging for the Fed to cooperate and lower the rates a little bit.
I got you.
You know, we've got – at the time, I was talking to a Wall Street attorney about a week ago, and he says, you know, we have this inverted yield curve. I mean, that's a sexy way for saying it's the rate structure in the country is problematic. You've got short rates, meaning that you borrow money for a short period of time. That's at a higher rate than if you borrowed money for a longer period of time. That's called an inversion. That's usually spells recession. We've had enough retail sales over the past couple of years. It came out, retail sales just came out last week, more than double expectations. So the consumer is still on fire, spending money like there's no tomorrow, and I think that's keeping the economy buoyed. But you've got enough, what I was explaining before with the Dow, and where the expectations have built in all-time highs, they're retreating from that and could retreat a lot more. So the people are saying, well, Fed, you really got to make that yield curve in the right shape because it best forms the economy and lets markets work. But the guy I was speaking to, he said, do you know that it's been that inverted position has been in existence the longest in the history of the country, over 650 days. I didn't realize that. I've seen inverted yield curves before. Usually we had a recession just right after that. And that's why the rule is, well, when it inverts and the borrowing and the markets can't function efficiently, usually that's what leads to the economic downturn because, you know, markets are having trouble with it. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to escape that in a post-COVID economy with people just spending money and providing the fuel for businesses to stay open and the market to go forward and the earnings of companies to go forward. The two things that determine stock prices primarily are interest rates and corporate earnings. Well, interest rates are being stubborn, but at least they're not going higher. On the corporate earnings front, we're in earnings season right now. After the first quarter closed on March 31st, within the first month after where we're in now, most of the S&P 500 will be reporting earnings. So 70% of the S&P 500 that reported earnings last week topped estimates.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So that's providing a little bit of a floor to the market averages to say, oh, earnings are coming in decently. So even with all these headwinds, even with the inflation, even with the inverted yield curve, even with the markets that are not in the best of shape, companies are still, you know, pushing through it and earning money. Now, so that's in general. On the other side, you had these precious, we call the seven stocks that really were propelling the markets. The ones that you were hearing about over and over again, the Googles, the Amazons, the Teslas, the Netflix, all of those seven were up far more and propelling the averages forward far more than all of the rest of the index. They were responsible for the majority of the move. Well, we're seeing cracks in those fissures now. We're seeing some, you know, that it's hard for them to go any higher because they don't have the fundamentals to keep bringing them higher and higher. We've got Amazon that keeps announcing layoffs. You don't hear a lot about them, but when they do announce, it's like five figures of layoffs. Mm-hmm. They're getting rid of a lot of employees. They're going a lot to Uber type drivers, mm-hmm, to deliver the stuff. So they're getting rid of employees and downsizing. Tesla's weak earnings came out just last week and are showing a lot of headwinds on that company. I think the appetite for electric vehicles isn't what the government was expecting, isn't what Tesla was expecting, isn't what the market is expecting. So we're kind of moving away from that. Netflix has earnings trouble over the past just couple of weeks. Tommy, Netflix stock is down almost 100 points. So we're seeing the darlings of Wall Street have pulled back significantly or have headwinds or have trouble with their earnings. So I guess it's just like we're in a very cautionary period. If you just look at the retail sales and what consumers are doing, everything is in great shape. But more and more, we've got headwinds in the other economic numbers that keep creeping up. And this week, we're going to see what the Fed's inflation gauge is going to bring to us, personal consumption expenditure. That's what the Fed's preferred inflation number is. They do their own calculations. They have the CPI, but they do other things to produce their own numbers. And that's supposed to be coming in at 0.3%, which is above expectations. So here we are with yet another inflation gauge that's pointing to higher prices and that inflation is moving up and not down. So that's if it comes in like that and it's expected to be higher, that's going to be some more trouble economically.
When you talk about Netflix, electric vehicles, and Amazon, I'm just thinking that with the electric vehicle thing, the people that are buying electric vehicles are those who either have the disposable income or, I hate to say, impulse purchase, because if you really look into it, there's not the infrastructure to support it, and it's not going to be here anytime soon, and the technology is not really where it should be. And then when you look at Netflix and Amazon, I'm just wondering if we can infer from that that people are starting to shift from what they want to what they need, and that's
Entirely. I think you're onto something there. But these darlings of Wall Street, I mean, again, they were responsible for a large part of the underlying indexes, the S&Ps and the Dow. So when those are having trouble, okay, well, then what was built into those indices starting last year, that they were doing all too well, what happens when their earnings start to miss? What happens when their earnings start to fall? Well, then those indexes and Dow averages will come down. So that's why I was quoting, where were we a year ago at 34,000, and we're at 38 now off of 40.
Mark, I want to get this in real quick.
34,000 or lower, yeah.
Before we run out of time, we only got about 35 seconds. When you talk about an inverted yield curve for 645 days, whatever it is, a new record, it seems like you're pulling back a giant rubber band, and at some point that's going to let loose, and it's going to have some ramifications when you do.
Tell me, like I said, this is one of the most difficult markets I've ever seen in my life. All of the bombardments of different economic circumstances, I've never seen. It's been very aggressive, especially being in banking.
I'll tell you what is a head scratcher. Go ahead, write that down. It's a head scratcher.
Okay, got it.
We'll talk Friday, Mark, when we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Oh, somebody texted in a 7.9% credit card you mentioned Friday available.
Yes.
All right, at Jefferson.
Yeah.
Financial
yeah.
Federal Credit Union. All right. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find out more about that. 7:54 and a half, time for traffic, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.